Welcome to the latest partnership podcast, giving you the latest news and views from the funeral profession. Over the last few months, we have regularly heard how customers across the UK have continued to make inquiries about funeral plans, despite, or in some cases due to, all the challenges that have come with the pandemic. Understandably, many were reluctant to talk directly to an independent funeral director during a time when the focus was very much on the needs of the moment. So we continue to see a regular demand direct from customers into our Glasgow office through the telephone. Now, we've conducted considerable research over the past few months and established that because of the pandemic, people are understandably considering their own mortality. One specific stat stands out for me. 75% felt approaching their local independent was the most appropriate thing to do if that independent was promoting plans. And that's a growing number, up from 71% in the spring. Now, in the last few weeks, we have started to see customer inquiries and plan sales increase through funeral directors as the pandemic has eased. You heard in my last podcast how Mark Porteous was adapting in the pandemic and now starting to use digital technology to help promote his business. So I thought now was the time to hear firsthand from our own Director of Marketing, Lynn MacDonald, and Director of Sales, Mark Moran, about what's happening across the UK and how all our funeral directors are starting to promote funeral plans again. Welcome to both of you, and thanks for joining me for one of these remote productions. So Mark, I think we can call you a veteran on your second appearance now. So let's start with a question for you. We, like other businesses, have had to adapt during the pandemic. How are we doing? And are our area business managers now all back operational?
Thanks, Malcolm. It's certainly been a challenging and ever-changing last 3-4 months. It's hard to believe it's only March that it was effectively business as usual, and clearly the change since then has been incredible. And we've gone through a bit of a roller coaster, even within Golden Charter. But I'm confident in saying that all our area business managers are now back and operational, and also our new telephone business managers, our new telephone support team, are also fully operational. And I think we recognised really early that our services and the support we gave to funeral directors was very much more of a supportive stance and more reactive. We are seeing a change, though. We're seeing, you know, hugely increased customer demand. Yeah, Lynn will no doubt talk about that. So we've certainly seen that change. We've also refreshed and changed the team structure that we have, that was always in our plan. That was not, you know, coronavirus related, but it is very much relating to FPA regulation and the future FCA regulatory state. And that is a lot of the reason why we're doing what we've done.
Okay, Mark, excellent. And Lynn, I'd like to introduce you fully to any of our listeners who might not know you yet. But of course, you have been joining me on our weekly funeral director calls over the last few weeks, so some will know you already. But one thing that I think stands out about Golden Charter's marketing work recently is that it's evidence-led and involved a lot of testing and research. Can you talk to us about that and what we've managed to learn about customers' attitudes to planning?
Yes, thanks, Malcolm. Great to join you and Mark on my first ever podcast. Of course, so as you can imagine, Director of Marketing, my hat is always the customer hat. So we're always really keen to make sure that we understand consumer insights, so we understand what the customer sentiment is. And perhaps now more than ever, given the pandemic and the sensitivity around funeral planning, it was really important to us that we did go to market with research to understand that a bit further. So we have gone out through various YouGov surveys, through independent research that we've commissioned, and also through live testing to really gain sentiment within the marketplace. So some key stats I'm keen to share, as you'd expect from a marketeer. 82% of our of those who took part in our surveys agreed that funeral directors should be continuing to promote their services despite the current issues with the pandemic. 47% of those interviewed did say the pandemic has encouraged them to talk about funerals and their wishes with their family. And I think that's more, it's always been a sensitive subject, but I think perhaps now the environment we are in, people are more aware of it and it's making them more accepting to talk about it. And 68% of those considering a funeral plan would look to the internet to get more information, which I think is another shift for us. So you'd imagine normally it's those 65 or older who tend to be in the market for a funeral plan. And perhaps it's not always the first call of digital, as we might have expected. And sometimes our funeral directors don't always see that as a really key route to market for our customers. But what we can see here is those that took part in surveys absolutely are looking to the internet first to try and gain some more information and to inform their thinking and their decisions. And these stats hold true in some of the live testing that we've gone to market with in terms of testing new leaflet drop creative, which we were really keen to make sure that the what message are we taking to market? Is the message right? Is it sensitive enough? And does it help really kind of respond to the customer demand that we are seeing? And I'm really pleased, again, some of the new creative we're using in leaflet drops and some of our direct mail in particular, 85% of those who took part in the leaflet drop research said that it has a really great first impression that would make them want to find out more in the right tone. So the tone was there. And when we take that through into live testing, that held true. So we did see Facebook campaigns work remarkably well. We've seen no negativity at all coming through from that. And indeed, the numbers of inquiries have been increasing year on year for us through Facebook in particular.
Excellent. And I suppose with my funeral director hat on then, Lynn, are we at the stage where we're able to draw any conclusions as to what kind of activity is working best for them?
I think we are. I think we're very close to it now. And I think, yeah, I always talk. So I talked about my customer hat on there for funeral plan purchasers. But of course, my other customer hat is my funeral director customer hat, and making sure that they are well armed with all the relevant information and details to deploy marketing activity in the right way. And I think what we're drawing on some early conclusions and green sheets is certainly the importance of Facebook and the digital footprint. So making sure that While our customers can't walk into funeral director branches, that they can get in touch with them via Facebook, via their website, picking up the phone. Facebook, for me, is a no-brainer. It's one channel that our funeral directors should absolutely be on. I appreciate that there's sometimes a reluctance around lead generation, so around kind of taking that direct message out to market to talk about funeral planning. However, it's just as important to have a Facebook page there with some organic content on it to make sure that there's a sort of a staying in touch element of it, so that people are aware of the funeral director's presence in the local community and they're aware that they are there to help. It's the age old rule with opportunities to hear and see a message. So as consumers, we're quite savvy now. We understand that we look to the internet for more information, and we understand that we need to see the message consistently across different platforms. So to have it just the leaflet drop on its own is not going to work for you. But if you have that with the Facebook on there as well, so that when, as we said before, 68% considering a funeral plan go online, that 68% are going to find your Facebook account. They're going to see the organic content and some of the other posts that you're talking around funeral plans, which relate directly back into the leaflet drop. And we are seeing, as I say, Facebook campaigns have not stopped during the pandemic. And we've seen more and more funeral directors coming online and using Facebook and seeing much, much more positive results than ever before. So we're seeing higher numbers of inquiries coming through, which is driving down the cost per inquiry for investment there. And we're seeing already, so one of our funeral directors was live with a campaign. It's been live for 3 days. They've had 17 inquiries so far and one sale as of today. Facebook is without doubt the channel of choice, I think, for funeral directors to consider now more than ever.
Right. OK, thanks, Lynn. Those are impressive numbers, actually. And Mark, just staying on digital just for a moment. We talk about digital as being sort of the main medium at the moment. How are our business managers managing with either the phone or video conferencing with funeral directors, given that we can't actually see them face to face at the moment?
I think the transition for everyone involved is in some ways has probably been easier than we would have anticipated. And I think it's a classic example of where when choice is removed and it becomes necessity, the way we can adapt. And you know, I would be amazed if we ever return to the days of old, which is only March. And we've had a sizable number of funeral directors that have commented on how comfortable and how happy they've been dealing with us on the phone or by using Microsoft Teams. So I think it's here to stay.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. And Lynn, I suppose from a marketeer's perspective, do you think that having to work in this way has actually opened eyes to the way in which sort of social media can be used to market to customers and families.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's something that we've always known. I think perhaps what it has done is the current trading has, you know, in terms of the pandemic, has helped perhaps speed up that development in towards Facebook and digital as a channel. So, you know, funeral director websites, the use of local funeral and Facebook are key channels that were always there and they were key, but it's perhaps the pandemic's expedited that. So has it changed our thinking or perhaps changed the importance of that for us? No, not at all. I think what has helped us do is solidify the importance of those channels and perhaps expedited the adoption rate, which is great from my perspective.
Great. Thank you, Lynn. So digital is one huge area of change. We can all agree on that. Mark, what's the next big thing on the horizon from your perspective? From other guests we've had on recently, I'm imagining the world regulation will be in there somewhere for you too.
Absolutely. We've got two elements to that. We have the changes made by the Funeral Planning Authority to their regulations back in, which took effect from the 1st of January. And secondly, we know that FCA regulation is coming. And I think the key thing as a business for us is the introduction of that Funeral Director Agreement and Handbook, which we've been doing a huge amount of work across the business and involving funeral directors at every stage in the development of that agreement. And the handbook is very much a really detailed piece of work designed to really put the customer at the heart of everything we do, whether or not that's from a Golden Charter perspective or from the funeral director's perspective. And we know funeral directors are always putting the customer at the heart of the proposition. And we're equally the exact same. And I think the agreement formalises our relationship with the funeral director, but also meets that very specific requirement of the FPA that we need to have a formal agreement in place. So it's very much a necessity for us to comply with the FPA regulations, but we've gone a step further with the handbook so that it really starts to bring to life what the agreement means in practice. And I think what funeral directors will find a hugely supportive document.
Excellent. Thank you, Mark. That is all good stuff and very important, as we know, over the next few months. Okay, well, that's all we've got time for today. So, Lynn and Mark, thank you ever so much. Do appreciate you coming on to our podcast today. And for our funeral directors, thank you for listening to another partnership podcast and to both of my guests. If you want to hear more about marketing, you can get involved with our new business manager support or any of the other topics discussed today. Your business manager can help you. You can also contact me on malcolmflanders@goldencharter.co.uk if there's anything you would like to hear about on this podcast or if you'd like to contribute. And of course, all 10 of our previous episodes are on goldencharter.buzzsprout.com. Until next time, stay safe, and I'll talk to you again on the Partnership Podcast.